There are 1,567 Donegal children under the age of three currently on waiting lists for a place in an early years setting. Sadly, this is not really surprising because Early Childhood Ireland has been looking at the data that the government produces, and this has been the case for a while now.
We've also heard that there are certain childhood settings actually contemplating closure because of the fact that they are not getting what they believe is the level of funding they need in order to survive.
There are certainly issues about closures, which Early Childhood Ireland has been saying for a while. The department needs to be much more proactive and allow settings to indicate in advance that they're considering closing, and then to have an expert team that would come together to see what is needed to keep a setting in a county like Donegal open. The other impact that staffing issues have, which are very important here, is that we have members in Donegal, 186 of them, those members and others telling us that they have the ability to expand. They may have closed rooms and so on to try and tackle some of these waiting lists. And the thing that stops them from doing that is that they're afraid that they won't be able to recruit staff. And people in Donegal believe, 49% agree, that early years graduates whose degrees are aligned with teaching qualifications should have the same terms and conditions, and that the government should be directly paying early years educators. 52% support for that in Donegal and the region. So once again, the public is ahead of the government, and increased investment, particularly focused on building capacity, improving staffing terms and conditions, is badly needed across the county and indeed across the country.